You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So, Brandon, when a prospect asks you if you've heard of a competing company or know about them, you know, I'll tell you what I would normally do, right? And this is, you know, this is a little in the gray area kind of thing, but normally I would pretend like I hadn't heard of them. And you know, for me, for a couple of reasons. One, I didn't want to acknowledge that. And this is, you know, like, I mean, hey, if I know a lot of people over there, then I'm not just gonna, you know, outright lie or whatever. But if I don't know much about a company, then I would tend to lean toward saying, no, I've never heard of them. For people who are weaker psychologically, this can throw them for a loop a little bit. Like, if you haven't heard of it, then, oh my goodness, is it still a good opportunity? I don't know, right? So it's one of those things that I don't want to instill. If someone's trying to pitch me their company, I don't want to instill, and this is as a network marketer, okay? Not a trainer. This is, you know, me stepping into the days before I was a trainer for the profession and instead of solely focused on my network marketing business. So as a network marketer, I don't want to instill more confidence in someone in a different company than I have to. And so unless I really know the company well, I'm probably going to say, no, you know, I don't know anything about it, right? And for some people that, you know, it's not going to do, it's probably not going to instill, you know, more confidence in them. It may have them, you know, it may have them questioned a little bit. Now, I'm not a big fan of going out and trying to recruit other network marketers, right? I'm just not a big fan of that. And we, you know, when people ask me that, like, hey, Ray, how do you recruit other network marketers? We don't even answer the question because I just don't like it. I think there's so many people out there that are looking for opportunity that have, you know, jobs they don't like, bosses they don't feel good about having, and are just in different situations that they really could use network marketing, that we should focus on the people that aren't in a network marketing company. Like, that's my suggestion as a network marketer. I'm just not a big fan of recruiting other network marketers or teaching them how to do that. However, if someone's trying to pitch me their company and I'm in a competing company, I'm not going to instill more confidence in them by saying, oh yeah, it's a great company or whatever. I'm going to say, oh, you know what? You know, unless I know a lot about it, I'm just going to say, you know what? I don't know much about it or never heard of it. So hopefully that helps you out. It would help if I knew like the purpose of you asking, you know, that question. I don't want to get into a, if someone asks me about a competing company, I don't want to get in some kind of comparison, boring, drawn out conversation. You know, if they're fired up about their company, then I'm just going to wish them well and say, hey, keep crushing it. You know, if they love their company and they're confident and they love it and it's awesome and they're crushing it, then, you know, the world needs more fired up individuals. I'm not going to try to flip them or anything like that. So hopefully that helps. I'm, you know, not sure. But there you go. There are your answers. I hope they were valuable to you. And we will see you all soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.